If you're a bit like me, you may find yourself turning away from the news of the day a bit more than usual, searching for something safer, maybe, in the realms of fiction, nonfiction, history, you name it. But you can't really listen to a book. Or can you? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with a few audiobooks for your consideration. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I've been hearing from Weekly Reader listeners that many of them love audiobooks as much as I do. From driving to folding laundry to chopping vegetables to walking, running, and other exercise, everything goes better with a story to listen to. When I recently took a trip to Olympic National Park in Washington State with my oldest son, Hayes, I knew we'd be spending lots of time in our rental car circumnavigating the peninsula, so I looked for an audiobook set in the region. I picked Boys in the Boat, Nine Americans and Their Epic Quest for Gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics by Daniel James Brown, a book that was a huge sensation when it was published in 2015. It's the story of the 1936 Olympic rowing team, a bunch of working-class kids who grew up in the little towns Hayes and I were driving through, Squim, Port Angeles, and Montesano, and then went on to UW on rowing scholarships. The main character the book follows is a boy named Joe Rantz, whose depression childhood could not have been much more depressing. His mother died young, his father remarried and started a new family, then packed up and left Joe to fend for himself while he was still a teenager. At the University of Washington, he and his teammates fought their way to the national championship, then on to Berlin to compete in the Olympics against the team rowing for Hitler. In Brown's stirring account, the boys, their coach, and the British boat builder who fashioned their shells, a man named George Yeoman Pocock, are unforgettable characters and true heroes, uplifting the spirits of a battered country with their determination and heart. The sport of rowing is evoked in all its physical and metaphysical elegance, the embodiment of all for one and one for all. Our next book is The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay. One of the great novels of 2018 comes irresistibly to life in this spellbinding reading by Michael Crouch, and as I came to the end of the 14 hours, I was very loath to leave it behind. In 1985, Yale Tishman and his boyfriend Charlie are the center of a circle of gay friends in Chicago, both young men flying high in their careers. Charlie edits Chicago's gay newspaper. Yale is the development director of the Northwestern University Art Gallery. He's made a connection with an older lady up in Wisconsin who wants to donate a multi-million dollar collection of drawings by the famous artists she modeled for in Paris in the 1920s. Just as this generation was decimated by World War I, Yale's and Charlie's will be shot through by AIDS. As the book opens, they are already burying their first friend and eyeing each other, wondering who will be next. A second storyline is set in 2015, focusing on the younger sister of that first lost friend. Fiona's on her way to Paris to search for her estranged daughter, who disappeared into a cult during her freshman year of college. She'll be staying with one of the few survivors of the Chicago group, now a world-famous photographer with a retrospective going up at the Pompidou. Mackay gets the AIDS material right down to the smallest detail and brings her intertwined stories to a devastating, painfully beautiful end. This is up there with Lake Success as one of my favorite books of the year.
The books are The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown and The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.